This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Guide. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks again for being with us. I really, really, really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Really being part of the conversation, okay? Don't be a victim of your last conversation, your last tweet, your last Twitter heading. Make sure you have a clue as to what's going on. Make sure you have the information you need so you don't sound like them. Remember, we're always screaming about them and what they do. So when it comes to having information, when it comes to having topics, make sure you do your homework. Anyway, this head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can sign up for a newsletter. Once a week I send one out. That's the best way to do it. But this story's great. And you know how much I love this kind of stuff. So apparently now, we need a gender-neutral Santa. Now, I don't know how you tell that, because the guy is so big, so thick, with the suit and everything. I mean, I don't know, what does it matter? See, this is where history, folklore, whatever. They don't want to adhere to any of it. You heard me talking in the first, in the very first hour. We're talking about Kimberly Moran, about why is it that the feminine side of the world feels like they have to feminize everything? It's sort of the way it works for them. Why does Captain America, Captain Marvel, Ghostbusters, why did all that have to become feminized? And then you get mad when they don't do good at the box office. It's because of misogyny. No, it's not. It's because you have lousy actors and the movie was terrible. It was the same thing with Barack Obama. We hated him because he was black. No, we didn't like him because I didn't like his policies. I think he tried to ruin his country. I'm allowed to have that opinion. It had nothing to do with his color. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We never know what's coming in our, down the pike today with these stories, some of these crazy stories. But there was this writer that was very mad. And it was necessary to go out and find a layman who could provide some appropriate language to express the feelings of this totally insane idea. You know, when I go out and I ask other people about this, they just roll their eyes. Even some of my friends I was with today that are sold-out Democrats, but not these nut jobs. When I said your side is pushing a gender-neutral Santa, they were like, no, we're not. Well, maybe not in your little club, but as a whole you are. Right? Think about this. What difference does it make to a little boy, a little girl, or whatever, if the gift under the tree came from a Santa who was a male or a Santa who was a female? I'm saying that, in general. But the reality is, what is the Santa Claus story about? What are these people finding? You've already seen on Netflix, they're now going to have some kind of new show for the Christmas season where Jesus is gay? Really? When did it have to do with sex? What part of the Christmas story is about sex? It's that simple. Why? Why do they have to go down that road? Now, the Democrats, who have partnered big time with the LGBTQ community plus, apparently they have nothing better to do. Now we have to raise havoc over Christmas. All right? These misfit organizations out there that are pounding away, trying to get you to see it their way, and that never works. You can't pound somebody into loving you. You can't pound somebody into accepting you. It'll never happen. So now they're pushing, because Hollywood's got the right idea. You know what's really funny? The original story of Noah, I don't know, what was it, 6 or 7 years ago? There were two stories of Noah that came out. Somehow they came out at the same time. The original story, according to the Bible, came out, and that movie did great at the box office. Right? The new version that the eco-freaks thought they needed to put out there depicted the reason that God flooded the world and everything went sideways, right, was because in the days of Noah, we were eating too much meat. So God punished us for eating meat, even though in the Old Testament, it said, go kill and eat. I mean, we can do a whole story around that one. But so these God-hating, misguided Hollywoodites put out movies based on biblical stories and they have no clue. So now they're pushing, the Dems and the LGBTQ community are pushing newspapers and department stores and TVs and all these for gender-neutral Santas. A trans Santa, if you would, who could, you know, change on a dime or do whatever. I don't know what the thinking is behind there. I mean, seriously, how many of you, when you went home after visiting Santa, which is a little daughter, came home and said, your daughter looked depressed. He said, what's wrong, honey? She goes, well, I wish Santa was a girl. How many said that? You're making a big deal. It's like racism. You're making the big deal out of it. You're making it bigger than it has to be. I mean, and then Rudolph recently, we went from, this just shows you how confused you guys are. We went from a month of hearing how Rudolph had been bullied, and if you watch the cartoon, you're accepting, different people, different types being bullied, and Santa Claus was the bully headmaster because he allowed it to go on. You went through all of this, and then I don't know if you took two more hits off the crack pipe or what, and then all of a sudden, he's an icon for the queer community because he stood up. Well, which is it? Anyway, go with Senior Host. Millennial Monday. We'll be back in a minute. We're going to have Nathaniel Neidhart join us. We're going to talk about some of the issues going on in the young people's world, the ones who have darker hair than I do. Joe Messina, you listen to Real Time. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. Good to see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-GERO-855. 732-5563, and yes, I was born to wave the flag. If you weren't, this might be the wrong show for you. I don't know, but whatever. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and doing the right thing. I want you to do the right thing, okay? That means that you got to get informed. Don't just spew stuff because you read it. Don't just spew stuff because it came across your Twitter feed. Don't just spew stuff because the party tells you that's how you should think. I mean, how many times have we put the wrong person in office because the party told you that was the right person and you didn't do your homework? You just want to be part of the party, you know. I mean, seriously, think it through. Now, you know, Mondays, I call it my Millennial Monday night, so I like to bring people on that are Millennials or Gen Z or Gen X or Gen XYZ, whatever it works out to be. Because, you know, it's older, more seasoned people don't usually have a clue. And we don't get them. How many times do you say, I don't understand what they're talking about? Well, you better understand what they're talking about. Because these people are deciding what they're, eventually, as we've seen in Congress, never thought we'd get young people that just graduated from college as our, you know, as elected to Congress. So you better start paying attention, because these people are making laws as to where your money's going to go, what the senior center you're going to be going to. So you better pay attention. So I've asked Nathaniel Neidhart to join me. He is, I guess, a Gen Xer.
I don't really know these days.
Yeah. I don't know either. Gen X, Gen Y, Gen Z, doesn't really matter. He's definitely not a boomer, okay? We'll just leave it at that. But anyhow, so I figured it'd be fun to have him on and discuss some of the terminologies, the crazy stuff that goes on in high school. In his case, it'll be high school. Times a lot of people are from college. But where these kids are at, what they're thinking, how they see things. So I asked him about this, some of these terminologies that people have. So some of you know Julian Michaels. You see her in a commercial. She's like Miss Fitness. And she's pretty rigid about it, too. All right? So she has said, as I have, millions of times, she has said that being overweight is bad for you. Obesity is bad for you. And I've said the same thing a million times. I've said to you guys, you know what? Unless you, and I shouldn't have to say this, but because all of you get so hurt so easy, you know, if you have a disease and that's why you're large, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to those people who have the same disease I have. Hand in mouth. Well, you can't keep your hand out of your mouth when it has food in it, okay? So if you're just eating to eat and you like the taste of the food, you're not really eating for nutrition, and you're getting large, you're doing it to yourself. And it's not healthy, and it's not right. But some young people have spoken up and said, she's fat-shaming when you talk about obesity. Nathaniel, are we no longer allowed to speak to young people and say, hey, get that cigarette out of your mouth, you're hurting yourself. Get that Twinkie out of your mouth, you're not good for you?
I just think people today are way too sensitive on what other people say about them. Well, I'm pulling up on my thing called an iPhone, but my generation is...
Is that, yes?
Yeah,
you mean pretty, you didn't open up a book?
Yeah, familiar with these days.
The Encyclopedia Britannica?
I know.
Okay.
On DrJamieLong.com, it says, weightism. Instead of
wait,
fat...
Wait a minute. Weightism?
Weightism.
Wow.
I know. Fat shaving must be too sensitive for people these days, I know, right? Weightism may be the last socially acceptable prejudice in our culture. I'll say it again. Weightism may be the last socially acceptable prejudice in our culture.
How is me caring about how large you are, that you might be hurting yourself, how is that weightism and
prejudice?
Bad?
Frankly, I see it. If someone is trying to make the conscious effort to say, you know, you weigh 250 pounds and you're only 15 years old, and I'm trying to tell you it's not very healthy.
And you're 4'7", that's a problem, right?
Yeah, quite literally. And frankly, kids shouldn't be 4'7" when they're 15 years old. I don't know.
But let me ask you, though, in school, when you're dealing with some of these younger people, are you finding that you can't have these kind of conversations? I mean, can you... If you have a relationship with somebody, your friends and whatever, you can't say, hey, look, I've noticed in the last 3 months you've put on 107 pounds. Is there a problem I can help you with?
Frankly, everybody goes to that school, and friends in my culture at the moment are just there to talk mediocre, minimalistic stuff. Simple
stuff.
So
there's no depth.
No depth, quite literally. And it frankly makes a lot of sense because... With today's culture mindset, studies kill these kids half the time because they don't want to apply their brains, in my opinion. But, hey, I'm supposed to...
But come back to the, you know, obesity, this is not healthy. I mean, when you, it's not healthy for them. They can't believe it is. The same thing with the vaping now. We're finding out after a couple of years that the vaping is really hurting these kids.
My bathrooms at my high school look like they're sauna rooms. It's quite terrible.
It's just amazing. But so are any of these issues, I know they're all taboo, and I realize that, you know, all right, so people got relationships, but are any of these issues anything that some of you younger guys in high school willing to discuss, talk about, or work through?
So it's kind of weird, but when I have my school has their break and lunch periods, everybody goes in their own little culture groups, and they just talk about the latest video game, or they talk about the latest thing that's streaming on Snapchat, Instagram, or TikTok, which is the latest social media craze, and they don't want to have a conversation with regarding to their future or their health. It's quite sad.
What about social issues? Other, I mean, look at, if something comes up on a social issue, whether it's the, you know, the gay, lesbian, transgender issue, or gender fluidity, or anything along those lines, heck, that must rile them up. That must give them a lot to talk about.
It's actually quite weird, but these kids are in survival mode.
Right.
And frankly, I'm in survival mode when I go through there, because sometimes you get these teachers that can come off a little bit strange with their personal opinions, and you're just there to pass the test or get through the next quiz for your studies, and frankly, you're not there to learn more about your friends. You're just there to go to school, do your work in most cases, and then have friends on, like, a few minutes a day.
So social issues or whatever, maybe the teacher and adult dictates it to be. I am, as you know, you and I've talked before, I'm totally fascinated by young people's culture.
I am.
We got to go for a commercial break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Bettini, your host, listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Polls show President Trump gaining support in various surveys despite the Democrats pursuing the vote on two articles of impeachment. Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul predicts the vote will basically be along party lines with a few exceptions, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
The House Judiciary Committee report explaining the impeachment charges against President Trump is out. The report outlines the Democrats' case that the president leveraged foreign aid to pressure Ukraine to investigate a political rival ahead of the 2020 election. Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky believes the vote will fall pretty much along party lines.
There's not going to be any Republicans in the House. In fact, there'll be a handful of Democrats who will vote against impeachment in the House. In the Senate, I think all Republicans will vote against the House, and I think two Democrats have a very good chance of voting against impeachment also.
The senator speaking there on CNN.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Now we are. We are back. To the Real Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. If you don't converse with people, your world becomes very small. And if all you do is spewing the party line, spewing what you've seen on Twitter or wherever, you are the problem. You are a big part of the problem. Because the whole idea is to make sure you get the information you need to be able to speak out, reach out. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, again, you're just jumping into the fray or jumping into the flow and staying with it. Doesn't make any sense to me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring him back on again with me. I'd say my millennial, but I don't think he falls in the time with that. Probably more like a Gen Zer. You know, we've talked about this before. I don't get all this stuff, but what the hey. I'm sure you don't either because they change it too often. You know what I'm saying?
It seems like every other day they're changing the definitions. And frankly, I'm giving up on definitions.
Well, I think what they should do is make those bands. You know the wristbands that everybody wear, like the WWJD,
like the diabetic
AD,
people,
right?
Yeah.
No, this, just the ones that, you know, they're different colors. For, so if you
color-coded.
Identify as this, you, yeah, that way you see them coming up and you go, oh, hey, yeah, that's right. You're,
or
whatever.
If you really want to piss off some liberals, just... Make young people my age start wearing dog tags.
Yeah. There you go.
At least I know what dog tags are.
But I want to get back to something here. So when you're on campus and you're on, right now you're in high school and you're on the campus, the question I have for you, in these social issues that we hear about on a regular basis, the stuff that we're being bombarded with, the stuff that we hear that bothers the kids when they're not gendered appropriately or addressed appropriately, do you have these safe spaces where the kids curl up in a ball because you called them by the wrong gender? And is that really happening on high school campuses?
Frankly, no one really cares in a way because we're just there to survive the day and pass whatsoever test. That's it.
Well, I realize that they're trying to get through, but I see it. I see videos. I see pictures of it. And I'm trying to figure out if it is it is it specific to certain areas? Is it specific to certain people of certain backgrounds? Or are you saying that basically you're just at an average, everyday high school?
I frankly am saying it. If you have to put a general dynamic into it, the whole thing where people curl up in balls and just start getting the fetal position and crying their eyes out because so-and-so misidentified them.
Especially when you don't know.
Yeah, yeah, you don't know these things.
There's no hat or tag or what have you. I guess part of what makes me nuts is we, the regular we, is bombarded with this on a daily basis. They make it sound or seem like it is a daily occurrence that we're having to deal with. And you're saying not necessarily true.
It's not, because everybody has finally realized it's a bunch of fake phooey. It's baloney. And the people that actually take investments of time in this don't really have
a life. Wait a minute. Are you suggesting people should do research?
Yeah, exactly. And the saying is, it's like back your claims up.
Easy to yell. It's easier just to yell and scream. It's just that this Greta, I can't think of her last, Thornburg, you know who I'm talking about?
Roughly.
Right.
You can't please everybody with their last name.
She was there, and she's been screaming about how we're ruining life for the young people, we're ruining the seas, ruining the sky, ruining the air, and she's yelling and screaming about it. Yet I can't think of the fellow's name, the young man's name, who actually came up with a process by which you can remove plastics from the ocean, grind them back up, get them out, you know, suck them out of the ocean.
Yeah, that giant tube thing they drag around.
You hear nothing about him, do you?
No.
No, why? Because he has a solution and all she's doing is yelling.
Well, you want to know the weird thing is, I think the common theme of today's society is negativity. Figure that one out.
Yeah, but you guys don't like negativity.
We don't. We, personally,
well,
everybody is just, frankly, if I had to be very, very honest with you, we don't want to hear about anybody's personal thoughts because usually we don't like debates. I can walk all over my campus, and if I really wanted to piss off some friends, I can walk up to them and start spewing conservatively based opinions. And they'll walk away from me every single time until I at least corner them down and try to talk to them. It doesn't happen. We don't want to hear about what's going on in Washington because all
we're not there yet.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, really, you're not there yet. Doesn't really affect you.
It doesn't because I don't pay taxes. And right. I don't, like, the only thing that'll probably piss off a teenager my age is if I'm driving and California, of course, hikes up gas prices at the pump.
Well, once you actually start paying for it. Once you start paying for your car, the gas, your insurance, your maintenance, all that stuff where you actually have to have a job to make it happen. Well, let me ask you, how about the teachers from a whole? Where are the teachers when it comes to... Teachers tend to be more liberal, especially here in California.
Mm-hmm.
But do you find them covertly or overtly pushing their what they believe at you?
So far, I've only got one teacher that encourages conversation within the classroom on certain days that don't construed as lessons. The teacher will encourage conversations on politics that we can tie into what we're learning about.
So is it open or is
it's open?
Really?
And the one time we were doing a discussion on The Crucible by Arthur Miller, and we were all making a giant... We, for some miraculous reason, the majority of my fellow students in that classroom came to the conclusion the Salem witch trials depicted in the fictional version of Arthur Miller's work kind of resemble the political charades going on today.
Interesting. I'm always amazed at where I don't want to say kids because I don't want to make you nuts, but you know, where the young people get some of their information, how are they pulling together? Because I'm sorry, I don't see many of you reading. Oh, well, I'm sorry, no, except for your phone and the text on your phone and stuff. Yeah. I don't see many of you reading, though. And so you're trying to figure out where you get your information when when I don't know if you've seen him, Mark Dice, I think is his name on YouTube, where he goes out into the community, goes out to the beaches and some of the schools, and he interviews people. I'm just amazed at how many young people, they don't know what the Civil War was, they don't know when it was, they don't know anything about any of this stuff. So they're going to get nailed. They're going to get nailed because they don't really understand how we got here, how we stayed away from becoming Russia, that kind of thing.
Because, frankly, they look at it and they see what a giant charade the older generations are leading by example with. And they see, you know, we have these people called politicians and all they do is run their mouths and they get very little done. There's not a lot of, like, motivation to go into that realm and make these claims and then do the research to back it up with.
So wrap up here in a minute or two, but you're telling me that at the high school level anyway, at the level that you're at, there is not a lot of consternation and aggravation over sexual orientation, over global warming, cooling, whatever, and all that.
It's kind of weird, but the terminology gay, faggot, queer, it's more thrown around as a... I've been called it multiple times.
I will apologize for the one word, but basically what you were doing was laying out the kind of words that you're hearing on college campuses or not, you know. And it's funny because the reality is the words, phrases, or things that were constantly told, oh, you can't say that. I've been on high school campuses. They're doing this all the time.
Yeah.
And when your parents say you don't hear or you don't see or you don't, you go, your kids, listen, your kids know more about sex ed in junior high school than you knew in your, we, usins, knew in our senior years in high school.
Yeah.
It's just amazing to me.
Oh, the one word that everybody throws around that campus is the N-word. That gets thrown around all the time.
Yeah. And it's really funny because I have a guy on every week. He is, used to call him my mad black man from Baltimore because he's hyped up all the time. And it bothers him that the N-word is thrown around so much in his junior. Okay, we've got to get rolling here. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Because we're not going far. We'll be here in a few minutes.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free! This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free! As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RIDGE-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Again, you can always send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Okay, so it's been what I've been telling you forever is you have to reach out to others. I don't care, young, old, whatever, you know, large, small, black, white, green, purple, blue, whatever. You cannot figure it out on your own. You can't just read stories and decide you have all the information. And definitely, definitely, definitely don't listen to your party, all right? Because your party isn't going to help you. They've got one way of thinking about something. My own party takes us to the cleaners on a regular basis. When it comes to Republicans, you know, I was talking to somebody today, and they said, when you say you want smaller government and lower taxes, what does that mean? I'm going to lower taxes. How are you going to do that? Well, I'm just going to lower taxes. I'm not going to spend as much money. Where? I mean, seriously, I'm tired of hearing these speeches where they use that mantra that Republicans want to hear, conservatives in this case, without any real explanation of how they're going to pull it off. Or not just a description of how you're going to pull it off, but how are you actually going to make it happen? within the confines of the Constitution, because we all want to live by the Constitution, right? Don't us conservatives want to do that? I'm amazed at how many of you want to break the rules just so you can get done what you want to get done. You know, I tell you all the time, with information, when you get knowledge, it helps. You know, last week I was on the, or not last week, for the last 2 months, I've been on the mantra of let's get this thing rolling, right? Let's get it over to the Senate. Let's get the impeachment hearing started. Let's subpoena everybody, anybody and everybody who even touched this investigation. Schiff and the rest of them. Let's get them in there. And then I find out you can't do that. We had a constitutional attorney on. He explained to us that the way an impeachment hearing works is totally different than a judiciary hearing. So if we want to do this the right way, if we want to step back and think it through, Mitch McConnell is correct to a degree. Shut it down. Don't give it any credibility. Neither one of the two charges is unconstitutional. Neither one. Because if it was, you'd have Holder, Loretta Lynch. I mean, we'd have a whole bunch of people up for impeachment, wouldn't we? But it didn't happen that way. So instead of having the Senate hearing, Mitch is right. Close it down. There's nothing here that breaks the law. There's nothing here that we can actually vote on or even bring witnesses in on. There's no law broken. And besides, Representative Green, you know, he says there's no limit to how many times you can impeach somebody. Isn't that great? How exciting. And then get into the judiciary hearing. That's the one you have to get into. Because then what you have, in the hearing anyway, they can subpoena anybody they want to on these issues. Then bring in Adam Schiff. Bring him up on treason charges. You know why I say that? Because he, for years, his mantra was, he saw with his own eyes the connection between Trump and the Russians. He saw it. There's evidence. There's proof. So if he's hiding that proof now, if he's not bringing it forward for whatever reason, that's treason. Especially if you know that our president is a Russian agent. If he didn't see it, then I think it's treason because he tried to topple a government. He tried to remove a duly elected president by lying. No. He didn't misspeak. Didn't use the wrong words. He didn't misremember. And I think we ought to send a SWAT team to his house to pick him up. Just like they've done to a few others on the Republican side of the FBI have done. Roger Stone, right? I mean, the guy's 80 years old, for God's sakes. What's he going to do? What kind of fight is he going to put up? And they sent a SWAT team for him at 5 in the morning to scare the crud out of himself and his wife? Come on. It's just nuts. And until we start fighting proper, and I don't mean gentlemanly proper, I'm talking about until we, Republicans, conservatives, whatever, start using guerrilla warfare, we're going to keep losing. There's no chance to win. You have got to fight the stuff the way they do. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563, I do really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and being part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to. I want you to be part of the solution. Hey, the United States Supreme Court, I don't know if you guys caught this. It went by like at a million miles an hour. I mean, I heard all about, you always hear about the Supreme Court. They won't take on this case. They won't take on that case. It doesn't help for abortion. And there's a million ways to skin these issues. Well, the Supreme Court actually, recently, they sided with life, with protecting life. They rejected a lawsuit on Monday that challenged Kentucky's requirement that women considering abortions be offered ultrasound images without comment. Right? So this is supposed to be terrible. The problem is that we didn't have this kind of technology in the 70s when they approved abortion, and frankly, they didn't approve abortion the way we use it today. The Supreme Court did not approve abortion, you know, on demand, anytime, anyhow, paid by the government at any point. Matter of fact, third trimester abortions were pretty much still illegal. But somehow, we don't enforce the law. It crept in and we don't enforce it. And we should be. In 2017, that was the Kentucky's Ultrasound Informed Consent Act, requires abortionists to perform ultrasounds prior to committing abortions, to display and explain the images, play the audio of any fetal heartbeat, and offer the woman the opportunity to view the images. It does not force the woman to view them. Now, it's a standard procedure. They do, most Planned Parenthoods do ultrasound abortions. And the doctor has to make sure that he gets rid of everything. Right? Takes every little piece and part of the baby out of there. And this is to assure that it's not an ectopic pregnancy and to confirm how development the baby is. Some abortions are even, ultrasound guided, like I said. Now, the American Civil Liberties Union, known for their right-wing viewpoint, they sued the state on behalf of Louisville, or a Louisville abortion facility. They argued that the law violated the speech rights of abortionists. How? You know, it's funny how that is. So, by the abortionist having to show the woman truly what she's getting rid of, what she's dealing with, that forces him to do something he doesn't want to do. We can't have that. Yet California had a law that finally had to be struck down by the Supreme Court, where that when you went into what they called a pregnancy crisis center, which did not offer abortions, you had the law. Now, this is the legislature, because they have nothing better to do. The law was they have to tell the woman within the first few minutes of her being there, advise her that this clinic doesn't do abortions, and if that's what you want, you have to go to this clinic. Here's where you can get one. So a facility set up to discourage abortions was forced by the state to tell them where they could get one, and that was fair. That didn't go against the freedom of speech or the First Amendment rights of the manager of the facility. Do you see the double standards? It's not even a double standard. It's just hypocrisy. Later that year, U.S. District Court Judge David Hale blocked the law from being enforced. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals reversed the injunction in April. The ACLU appealed. The Supreme Court declined to hear the case without elaborating on their reasoning. All right. The result is that the ultrasound requirement remains in effect. So now what? They'll fight it again, but they won't do it from the doctor's side of the thing. They'll say it's the woman's right that you're trampling all over, which I always get a kick out of. I get a kick out of the term women's reproductive health. Because an abortion has nothing to do with reproductive health. Right? I mean, reproductive health is making sure the reproductive system that God or Mother Nature, whatever you believe in, gave you, is working properly. Isn't an abortion stopping a reproductive health process from working properly? So it has nothing to do with a woman's reproductive health. It may have to do with, if you want to be more technically, verbally correct, right, it has to do with her rights over her body, her right to choose or what have you. Those would be more technically correct terms. But to say it has to do with her reproductive health is just a lie. Just a flat-out lie. The ACLU still feels that the law is unconstitutional and will have problems when it comes to the ethics and integrity of some of the doctors out there. Well, it shouldn't. You should do the right thing no matter what, no matter who's watching or what's going on. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Check out the website, therealside.com, to lay out the stories we're going to be doing, the guests we're going to have, what we got going on, and the donate button there. Don't hesitate to use it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.